And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Before the judgment day, but when you stand at the throne of God, it's then you'll have to pay.
You may say you have salvation, let me tell you now, my friend, you can't walk with Jesus with your heart still full of sin.
Get on your knees and ask Him your wicked ways to mend,
if you want to go to heaven after judgment in the end.
Can't fool Jesus, He's always watching you. So ask God to forgive you and change the way you live. Then you'll have the crown of life that God to you will give.
You may say you have salvation, let me tell you now, my friend, you can't walk with Jesus with your heart still full of sin.
Get on your knees and ask Him your wicked ways to mend,
want to go to heaven after judgment in the end. You may say you have salvation, let me tell you now, my friend, can't walk with Jesus with your heart still full of sin.
Get on your knees and ask Him
your wicked ways to mend, if you want to go to heaven after judgment in the end.
That's called Sunday Morning Christian, sung for you by Michael Cleveland and the Flame Keepers. And I tell you what, folk, there's a whole lot of Sunday morning Christians in America, seems like. They're like the Brill Cream. Just a little dab do ya, I guess. But I got a feeling going to be a whole lot of people stand before God and be fooled, thinking they could just use Him as a spare tire and find out that it took commitment. It took living right, trying to live right. I mean, we all fail, but it's more than just a head knowledge of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a heart knowledge. And He said that, He summed it up in this: love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Think about that, friend. Maybe you're one of those Sunday morning Christians. You need to get in there, get dedicated, and be faithful to God all the time, not just on your convenient time. So keep that in mind. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time. I hope that you'll tell a friend, tell a neighbor, ask them to tune in and be with us also. Well, I've been asking for prayer for some time and would ask you to continue to pray. I've got to have some rather extensive dental work done, and don't know how that'll hinder the radio program, if at all, but you bear with me during that. I had a tooth break off at the gum, and now they're going to have to remove other teeth to get that taken care of, and so just be praying about that. Help me pray about that. If you would, I'd appreciate it. Also, I would ask you to pray for a man from our church. His name's Danny Fields. Danny's got a very large, massive tumor that's going to be removed in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's coming up, I believe, on the 27th, maybe. So if you hear the program, but I believe it's the 27th. I'll have to look. No, it's on October 5th. October 5th will be the surgery for Brother Danny Fields. And doctor in Charlotte said it's the largest tumor he's ever seen in a person. So pray for Danny Fields and his family. I'd appreciate that. I know that some of you listen just to hear the music, but those of you that believe in prayer, we'd appreciate it. All right, let me let's move along, and we're going to look into the Word of God. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Thank you to all of you that have ordered and purchased the book, A Mama's Dream, A True Story, written by my wife, Diane, and it's simply called A Mama's Dream. They're $10. That does include the postage, and we'd love to mail you one. Just simply send $10 to us and make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to, and be sure to mention the book or A Mama's Dream. That way it tells us whether the money goes to support the radio ministry or goes to pay for the expense of getting the book printed. So either way, we'd love to send you one. All right. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 3. Nehemiah, chapter 3. We'll pick up reading in verse number 9. Alexander Scorby's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And next unto them repaired Rephaiah the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jediah the son of Harumaph, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabniah. Malchijah, the son of Harim, and Hashab, the son of Pahath-Moab, repaired the other piece, and the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanun, and the inhabitants of Zanoah. They built it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall, unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Malchiah the son of Rechab, the ruler of part of Beth-Hakkerem. He built it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shallon the son of Kolhozi, the ruler of part of Mizpah. He built it, and covered it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Siloah by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Beth-Zur, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Rehum the son of Bani. Next unto him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah, in his part.
I know your life on earth was troubled, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. Go rest high on that mountain, 'cause son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son. Gathered round your grave to grieve, Wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high on that mountain, 'cause son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son.
Go rest high on that mountain. That is good, good singing by Mickey Harris. Hope you enjoyed that one. And folk, let me tell you, death is sure, it's life that's uncertain. I've conducted a whole lot of funerals in the last few years, and we need to know of one thing, that we're saved. Listen to the message in this song that's coming up. It'll bless your heart, and it is by the J. Stone Singers.
Savior's love till it found its way to me. I was 7 years old when I was told I could call upon his name. It was childlike faith I had that day, and I've never been the same. I'm saved by his glorious grace, my heart has been set free. I'm saved, now I sing hallelujah, I've been redeemed. Or poor, you can start in Romans 3. For all have sinned and fallen short of what we're meant to be. But if you'll confess that he is Lord and believe his word is true, then life eternal will be yours. Praise God, you'll shout it too. I'm saved by his glorious grace, my heart has been set free. I'm saved, now I sing hallelujah, I've been grace, my heart has been set free. I'm saved, now I sing hallelujah, I've been redeemed. I'm saved by his glorious grace, my heart has been set free. I'm saved, now I sing hallelujah, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah, I've been redeemed.
I'm glad to report to you, friend, that I know that I'm saved. That's J. Stone Singers. I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.